Ever been involved in a misunderstanding? Well, on today's show, Liz finds himself in the middle of a doozy. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Everybody has those days when they'd rather be outside having fun than sitting in a school classroom. But that's where Liz and his friends are right now.
When writing for a newspaper or magazine, you use what is called the inverted pyramid. Does anyone know why it's called this? Liz.
Huh? Invented pyramids? Wasn't that the Egyptians?
Not invented pyramids. Oh. I referred to the inverted pyramid.
Good one, Lizarardo.
It's called the inverted pyramid because the format looks like a pyramid standing on its head. The most important information is at the beginning of the article, leading to the less important parts at the end.
That's right, Lucille.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes, Maury.
Why do we even have to know this, Miss Waddle? We don't even have a school newspaper.
Good question, Maury.
Why do I think we're not gonna like the answer?
Your assignment, and you will choose to accept it, is to write an essay. Now, the subject of your essay will be why Tyreen is such a great place to live.
Hey, Maury. Maury, look outside.
I don't see anything, Liz.
Are you kidding? There's not a cloud in the sky. You know what that means. Baseball!
Did you boys say something?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Now, I want these essays to be handwritten in pen this time. Your writing must be clear and easy to read.
Oh, come on.
I will be typing them all up myself. And if I can't read them, you will lose points.
No, that's fair.
Now, is that understood?
Yes, Miss Waddle.
I will be submitting your essays to the Serene Tyreen magazine, which plans to publish the best one in their next issue. So you see, this is a very important assignment. You'll begin work on it right after
recess!
This was more like what Liz and Maury had in mind. A beautiful day, a break from school, and baseball.
I'll take Skink.
Yeah, that's right. Winning team right here.
Who are you taking, Coop?
Take me.
No, take me. I'm faster than Liz.
You're not.
And two.
I got Reg.
Oh, come on, Zeke. Pick me.
No, pick me.
I don't know. There's just two of them left. Who do you want?
I don't know. I got enough people already.
Yeah, I don't need either of them.
Should we just play with who we already have?
Oh, come on, guys.
Oh, they don't want us, Maury. I think they've made that abundantly clear.
Yeah, we don't need you guys.
Hey, maybe we can use them. We forgot.
Right field.
Yeah, we need someone to play right field. I'll take Liz.
I guess I'll take Maury.
Discouraged, but still excited, Liz and Maury joined their teams as right fielders. It wasn't long before Maury found out that right field was more than he bargained for.
Swing, batter, swing, batter. He can't hit it. He can't hit it.
Keep it down over there.
Put on, you two. It's coming your way.
Oh, I got it.
I got it. Oh, you clumsy little creep.
Nice save, Skink.
Sorry, Skink.
Next time, just stay out of center field.
That's three outs, and we're up to bat.
Oh, good. It's my turn. I'm up to bat.
Let's go. Time to go in.
Let's go.
I never got to do anything.
Let's go.
Come on, guys. It's my turn to bat.
Come on, Maury.
But it's my turn.
It doesn't matter, Maury. They never wanted us to play anyway. That's why they shoved us in right field. Nothing ever happens in right field.
Why would they do that?
Because we're not sports heads like them.
I don't get it. Just because we're not as fast as them and don't play as good as them, they don't like us?
Well, it's not right, but what can we do about it? Maury, are you okay?
Let's just go back to Miss Waddle's class.
So much for Liz and Maury being able to enjoy the beautiful day. The rest of the afternoon, they worked on their essays. Finally, it was time to go home.
What's the matter with you guys?
Liz is mad at the sport heads because of the way they treated us at recess.
You know, those guys are never going to like you. You're too different from them.
Oh, they still shouldn't act like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked them to do anything with you?
What?
When was the last time you asked Zeke or Coop to do anything with you?
Oh, please. They don't like doing anything we do.
Who cares? I'm going to work on my essay.
That's probably a good idea.
I can't just work on my essay. I'm too mad.
Get over it, Liz. That's the way it is.
Yeah? Well, I have an idea of my own, and it doesn't include those sport heads.
That doesn't sound good.
What's your plan, Liz?
You'll find out. You'll find out.
Liz? Liz, where are you going? Liz?
At KidsCorner.net, we believe that the Bible is one big story about God's love for His people.
You and I are part of God's big story.
So we've created this Bible study for kids and their families to learn that story.
Today, we call that story the Bible.
Watch each of the 7 animated videos and take the quizzes to learn more about the Bible.
Let's start your journey through the Bible together.
Complete the Bible study, and you'll receive a free printable God's Big Story comic book.
Okay.
If it's your first time learning about the Bible, don't worry.
The Bible seems so huge.
There's lots of help along the way. And if you've read Bible stories before, you'll enjoy discovering even more about God's love for His people and you.
Okay, then we're God's people too?
Go to KidsCorner.net. And click on the God's Big Story Bible Study. Learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from KidsCorner.net.
Liz was definitely up to something. Maury and Lucille didn't see him until the next day when they arrived at school.
Hi, Maury.
Hey, Lucille. Hi, Liz. You seem to be in a better mood.
Oh, I am in a better mood.
Did your mom make you a dragonfly pie or something?
Nope, even better.
Huh? Does this have something to do with your big idea from yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Come here.
What's the big secret, Liz?
Yeah, what's going on?
You said yesterday that those sport heads are never gonna like us.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I am starting my own club.
What kind of club would you start?
We're called the Knights, Skink. And it's the kind of club that you're never gonna get into.
Yeah, right.
Oh, why don't you just wait and see?
Oh, I'll just hold my breath.
Something tells me that you just brought yourself some more trouble.
Yeah, remember Skink is one of the iguanas?
Look, if I have enough friends, I won't need to worry about the iguanas.
You do have friends, Liz.
Well, yeah. And now I'm gonna have more.
I don't know, this all sounds kinda lame.
Then I won't bother asking you to join. Honestly, I don't know why I bother with you sometimes.
Okay, everyone. Take your seats and pass your essays to the front.
I'll talk to you later, Maury.
Oh, boy.
Later, on the playground, Maury caught up to Liz.
Hey, Liz, what did you want to talk about?
Maury, you and I have been good friends for a long time.
Yeah, almost since we've been hatched.
I really want you to be one of the knights.
You do?
Well, yeah. Why not? I want all my good friends to be in the club.
What about Lucille? She's one of your good friends, too.
I know, but she won't understand.
I bet she will. She doesn't want to see either of us get hurt.
Oh, come on, Maury. I don't want to see us hurt either. If there's more of us, we don't have to worry about what the sport heads or the iguanas think.
I don't know, Liz. Let me think about this for a while, okay?
Sure, Maury. But don't take too long.
Liz and Maury didn't know that they weren't alone. Just around the corner of the building, Skink and Coop heard their whole conversation.
Did you hear that, Coop?
Yeah.
The knights don't need the sport heads or the iguanas.
What kind of trouble can they cause for us?
Oh, you heard him. They don't care what we think. I'll tell you, they're not getting together to swap recipes for a mosquito soup.
All right. I'll talk to Zeke and the others. We may need to do something about this.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucille, wait up.
I waited for you after school. I figured you were staying after.
I was talking with Liz. He wants me to join the Knights.
He does? Mm. Why hasn't he asked me to join?
I don't know. Maybe it's for boys only.
Oh, really? I don't care. I don't want to join his little club anyway.
What are you getting all puffed up about?
I just don't think it's nice of him to start a club just so we could keep people out of it.
Well, that's not what
Don't tell me that's not what it is. He said so himself.
Well, yeah, but...
He hasn't asked me to join.
Yeah, but you don't...
Don't tell me what I do and don't.
Want?
No.
Think?
No.
Eat?
I was gonna say, like. How would you know what I do and don't? You think you know everything about me. Well, you don't. I like a lot of things that you don't know anything about. I like maple leaves dipped in chocolate. Bet you didn't know that. Or that I like mosquitoes over spaghetti.
If I live to be as old as Grandpa Anoli and as big as a dinosaur, I will never understand that girl.
That same evening, across town, the iguanas were having a meeting.
Okay, the iguana pig out is next Saturday. Everybody bring something to eat. Now, anything else?
I got something.
Yeah, Skink, what's up?
There's a new gang forming at school.
A new gang? What kind of gang?
Who's in it?
You know Liz? He's the one who started it.
Liz, he's no threat to us.
Not by himself, but if his gang gets big enough...
You're worried about nothing, Skink. This is our turf. There's no way any other gang is gonna take over.
He's already talking about making a move against us and the sport heads.
This is serious. We gotta take care of this before it's too late.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Gotta do something.
Quick as a blink.
They're gonna give us.
Give us the boot.
They think they're...
Oh, so cute.
We gotta act.
For it's moot.
Let's stop talking.
Quit the squawking.
Get off your tails.
It's time to go walking.
They're called the Knights.
Put out their lights.
We're the Nightmare.
All of their Knights.
Hold it. This could be serious. We gotta do something about these Knights.
I think the first thing we ought to do is talk to the sport heads. Maybe we can team up with them. Take them down.
No problem. I can talk to Coop and Zeke right away. I'm in solid with them.
You do that. First thing.
You got it.
Last thing we need is some new gang moving in on our turf. I say we take care of these Knights right now.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions. Now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
The iguanas and the sport heads really had it in for the Knights. The next day, things got worse when in gym class, gym teacher General Komodo announced,
"Dodgeball, kids!"
Uh-oh. I don't like the looks of this.
I know what you're saying. We need to make sure we end up on the right team.
I'll take Coop and Zeke.
Oh, okay. I'll be on your
Club
team.
Clubtoes!
What?
You and Lacerda are on the other side.
Oh, good.
I'd like to go on record as saying that I really don't believe these teams are fair, General.
Noted. The rules are simple.
Oh, dear.
Each team stays behind the line down the middle of the gym.
Yes.
The players throw the rubber balls at the other team's players.
Oh, good.
If a player gets hit by a ball thrown by the other team, they're out.
That's you.
The game lasts until one team is completely out of players. I want you to play fair, competitive, but not mean.
Oh, dear.
With Skink and the sport heads on one side and Liz and the Knights on the other, the stage was set for a dodgeball massacre.
Go, go, go!
Look out, boy! Get the ball, get the ball!
Take this, Geeko!
Oh, catch it, Lacey!
You're out, Lacey!
That's one down.
Is that the best you can do? You throw like a girl.
Will you take this?
No, no. You're out, Skink.
That's how girls are supposed to go.
Slider, you're both out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nice throwing, Zeke.
Yeah.
I got plenty more where that came from.
That's two more down for us, Maury.
Let's try to catch him.
Okay,
let's
catch this one.
Get out of there, Lucille.
We're dropping like flies.
The two of us laugh, Maury.
I thought these knights were supposed to be tough.
Okay, Maury, take this one. I've got another one.
Okay.
Let's make him eat his words.
Okay, Liz. One, two,
three.
Bruiser, you're out.
The only problem is now they have all the balls.
And they're making a plan. You know, Maury, I think they're going to finish us off this time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I agree.
What should we do?
Split up. Make it harder for them to hit both of us.
Okay, good idea, Liz.
Yeah, I get them once in a while.
Okay, we have all three balls. Yeah. What should we do?
Let's take them one at a time. They won't expect it.
Who's first?
Maury. We'll fake that we're gonna attack Liz, and then we'll all throw at Maury.
Cool, yeah. Let's do it.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Oh, they're coming after me.
Look out, Liz, look out.
One, two, three.
Gotcha.
What?
You're out, Plum Toes.
Yeah.
Great plan.
Oh, man, they got all three balls back, too.
That's right, Geeko.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn.
Oh, man, can we just say I quit and call it
even?
Don't give up.
Yeah, Liz, don't give up now. This is our big shining moment.
Oh, I'm so glad.
One.
Oh, no.
Two.
Oh, man.
Three.
I'm out. Ow! I said, that stings!
Yeah, way to go, guys.
That's
just the beginning, Liz, for you and your knights.
All right, who's up for another game?
After the pounding, the rest of the day was pretty easy for Liz and Maury. That is, until they were on their way home.
Liz, Maury, hold on a second.
Oh, are we not moving slow enough for you, Cammy?
I heard what happened in gym class. Are you okay?
Well, my head hurts, along with my right arm and my right leg and most of my body.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's just my left arm and left leg and my
tail
that hurt.
Tail, yeah.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No, but it feels bad.
Yeah, it does.
I knew they were out to get you.
Who?
The iguanas and the sport heads.
Why would they be out to get us?
They're afraid of you, so they ganged up on you.
What? Huh?
They wanted to teach you all a little lesson.
Oh, that's crazy, Cammy. The knights are no threat to the iguanas.
This is all Liz's fault.
Wait, what?
If he wouldn't make such a big deal out of not including all those guys.
All I'm saying is somebody better do something soon, or today's dodgeball massacre is just the beginning.
Liz?
What?
This is all your fault. If you hadn't wanted to get back at the iguanas and the sports heads...
Yeah, Maury, what are you talking about?
You started the knights because you were mad at the iguanas and the sport heads.
Well,
now they're trying to get rid of your gang.
It's not a gang. It's a club.
They don't care. They think you're trying to muscle in on their turf.
Now, come
on. So they're trying to get rid of the knights. That's why they gave us such a pounding in gym class.
Wait, so now you're mad at me?
None of this would have happened without your crazy club.
It's not my
club. Don't talk to me right now.
Oh, Maury.
I'm mad, and I don't want to say anything I'd regret. I'm going home now. We'll talk about this later.
Liz trudged off, his tail between his legs. He knew Maury was right, and he wanted to work everything out. But he also knew that now was not the time to talk to Maury.
But I need to talk to somebody.
Hey, what are you trying to do? Wear a hole in my sidewalk?
Oh, hi, Grandpa.
Hi,
man, I didn't realize I'd walked all the way to your house.
What's wrong, Liz? Why don't you come inside and tell me what's bothering you?
Okay.
There's a dish of spider legs on the table. Help yourself.
Oh, no thanks.
No, really. It's okay. It won't spoil your supper.
Oh, I'm more worried it'll spoil my lunch.
Make an old lizard happy. Come on, have some.
Okay.
Good, huh?
Yummy.
Attaboy. Now, tell me what's going on.
Oh, Grandpa, I did something dumb.
We all do dumb things. What's your story?
I was mad at the iguanas and the sport heads because they never let me do things with them, so I started my own club called the Knights.
Yeah?
And now the iguanas think it's a gang, and they're trying to...
Give you the old heave-ho. The shove, the boot.
Well, yeah, more or less. Mm-hmm. And to make matters worse, now Maury's mad at me, too.
Because you didn't let him join the night?
Oh, I asked him. He's mad because the others are giving us all a pounding.
Mm. Nobody likes taking a pounding, that's for sure.
I don't know what to do.
Let me ask you, why did you start the nights in the first place?
I told you, the others would never include me. They called me a geeko.
Just because you're not as good at sports and such?
Or? Basically.
Why is it so important that they include you?
Well, I want people to like me. I don't want them to think I'm a weakling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly the way God made you, Liz.
Yeah.
You're different because God made you that way. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I know, Grandpa,
but... The Bible says, how you made me is amazing and wonderful. I praise you for that. What you have done is wonderful. I know that very well.
I know, Grandpa, but mm-hmm. it's just that
Well, you know, Liz, I have to believe that there are plenty of things you can do better than the iguanas and the sport heads.
Well, you're probably
smarter than all of them.
Well, that's what the nights were supposed to be about. As a matter of fact,
Liz,
I went...
Liz, we know you're in there.
Yeah, come on out.
Oh, no. They must have followed me here.
Maybe it's time to have a talk with these guys.
Offer them some spider legs, Grandpa. That should make them leave.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Great day, isn't it?
Yeah, great day. Listen, we want to see Liz.
Liz is here. What's up?
We want to talk to Liz about his new gang.
Gang? What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You guys don't understand.
Oh, we understand, all right. And we're not letting anybody take over our turf.
I'm not trying to get on your turf.
Yeah, right. What are you recruiting people for, then?
Wait a second, guys.
I need a lot of people for my club, but it won't affect your turf.
No, you just don't get it.
Oh, we get it, all right. And we're going to put a stop to it, right?
Hold on a minute.
It's not that kind of gang. It's a club. A chess club.
A what?
A chess club. We play chess. The knights, like the chess piece. We were never trying to be a threat. We just wanted to be a club where you didn't have to be a sport head to join.
That was all?
Yeah.
That's all it was, Skink.
Oh. A
few kids looking to expand their minds rather than their egos.
Wow. I'm the one who told everyone you were starting a rival gang.
Mm-hmm. It seems sort of foolish now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, iguanas, sport heads, or whatever you call yourselves, you gotta make a choice.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. A choice? About what?
Whether you're gonna run off with your friends or stay and help celebrate.
Did I hear someone say celebrate?
Celebrate what?
Hello there, Maury.
Hey,
Lucille. Well, someone here wrote an essay that was chosen to run in my favorite magazine, the Serene...
Serene Magazine,
that's right.
Well, which one of us was it?
Yeah, was it mine?
Was yours the one titled, Terrine, Our Gang Problem Isn't So Bad?
Oh, that was mine. Did I win?
What a title.
It was the essay titled, Terrine, Like a True Blue Friend.
That's mine! I won!
Wow, you beat me.
Wow.
Hey, who wants cake?
Oh, I do.
That's too sweet for my tooth. Let me go get the spider legs.
Grandpa!
Well, it looks like our lizard friends learned an important lesson today. God made all of us with different abilities and interests. No matter what we look like, no matter what we can or can't do, we are part of God's perfect creation. Remember that the next time someone teases you.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.